The Voice in Speech and Song, Chapter 40, Pure Language, Lips Touched by the Lord. To those who make so full a consecration that the Lord can place His touch upon their lips, the word is spoken, Go forth into the harvest field. I will cooperate with you. The minister who has received this preparation will be a power for good in the world. His words will be right words, pure and true, fraught with sympathy and love. His actions will be right actions, a help and a blessing to the weak. Christ will be to him an abiding presence, controlling thought, word, and deed. Circumspect in word and deed. Of all men, those who have been trusted and honored by the Lord, those who have been given special service to perform, should be circumspect in word and deed. They should be men of devotion who, by works of righteousness and pure, true words, can lift their fellow men to a higher level. Word purification by the Holy Spirit. It is the accompaniment of the Holy Spirit of God that prepares workers, both men and women, to become pastors to the flock of God. They will practice true Christian courtesy, bearing in mind that Christ, their companion, cannot approve of harsh, unkind words or feelings. Their words will be purified. The power of speech will be regarded as a precious talent, lent them to do a high and holy work. The human agent will learn how to represent the divine companion with whom he is associated. To that unseen Holy One, he will show respect and reverence because he is wearing his yoke and is learning his pure, holy ways. Those who have faith in this divine attendant will develop. They will be gifted with power to clothe the message of truth with a sacred beauty. Wise and holy words. When the Lord's voice calls, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? The divine Spirit puts it into hearts to respond, Here am I, send me. But bear in mind that the live coal from the altar must first touch your lips. Then the words you speak will be wise and holy words. Then you will have wisdom to know what to say and what to leave unsaid. You will not try to reveal your smartness as theologians. You will be careful not to arouse a combative spirit or excite prejudice by introducing controverted points of doctrine. You will find enough to talk about that will not excite opposition, but that will open the heart to desire a deeper knowledge of God's Word. No haphazard words. God's representatives upon earth should be in daily communion with Him. Their words should be select, their speech sound. The haphazard words frequently used by ministers who preach not the gospel in sincerity should be forever discarded. Sound speech. It becomes every minister of Christ to use sound speech, which cannot be condemned. Students' preparation as public speakers. Students should be qualified to speak in an acceptable manner before congregations, and they should therefore train themselves to use pure, simple language and to follow the best methods of speaking. Much attention should be given to the practice of reading with full, clear voice and distinct utterance, giving the proper emphasis to each word. All can communicate, if they will, the grand yet simple truths regarding the mission and work of Christ. If they seek the Lord daily in earnest prayer, they will understand how to meet the people as Christ met them, adapting the instruction to their varied circumstances and understanding. The spiritual lessons regarding the kingdom of God, they should illustrate by the natural things with which their hearers are familiar. Then, as these natural objects are seen day by day, the lesson of truth will be repeated to the mind.